Now, you still have family there.
Yeah.
How did you come to the U.S.? And there were some, I guess, there have been some instances and interactions in between with Assad's regular army.
Yeah. I have a visitor visa by chance because I have business. You know, to get visa from Syria all around the Middle East, it's not easy. So when I felt my life in danger, I decided to leave because I'm a human. There's a difference between feel the death and see the death. If I tell you every like how I felt, you can't feel the same feeling how I did. So it was so horrible.
You have been taken by the forces?
Yes.
Do you feel comfortable talking about that?
Yeah.
What was the occasion when they first took you?
They just deliver a paper for me that you have to visit us. It's a different way they usually go and take me, arrest me, and no, it's a different way because they try to don't be scared the people first. When they delivered the paper for me that you have to go there, I thought it's okay. So if I did something wrong or they know, they will take me immediately. But it was completely different. When I go there, oh my God. Do you know to know what's happened there?
Well, that's what I'm hoping fill people in.
First of all, I lost the sense of time and feelings. So I went there. I didn't tell anyone because if I told anyone that I'm going there, all my friends who support me, they will stop because they will be afraid. So I went there and they just put me in a small room for a couple hours. After that, two men came and put something on my eyes, like what you call it, a bag or something.
A blindfold or a whole bag over your head.
And they take my hands over and they took me somewhere. They put me in another room and someone was investigate me, question me. I don't know, for a couple hours. And he said, he knows everything, to be honest. He knows everything. And I denied everything. That's who support you, who did that, who do that. Anyway, after that, they took me to another room. And they try. they took all my clothes, first of all. And they put me or hang me in the roof.
They hung you by your wrists were still bound, mm-hmm. and they hung you up with them backwards, pulling your shoulders out.
Yeah, and they tried to rape me. And I don't know how many guys they was, and they tried, they cussed me, they do everything. They said, we're going to bring your family here and we're going to rape your mom, your sister. And they know, and they mentioned them by names because they know. And they did something you can't imagine, anything. One of them, they saw, I have scar here, like I did. I had surgery like 3 years, 4 years ago, and he asked me, "What is that?" I said, "It's scare from," and it was nerves surgery. So he hit me there. So after a couple minutes, I was unconscious, and I don't know what happened after that. I don't know what happened after that. I just figure out what's happened because they throw the war on me. I don't know if it's the how many hours. I lost the sense of time. They took me again. They repeat the same question and everything.
And they were basically trying to find out if you were supporting the rebels, names of anybody.
Mm. Yeah, everything. They use everything. I didn't tell you everything in this room because they use the electric sound. They did everything, because if I want to tell you everything now, I can complete. Anyway.
It's hard I for still, you to I, talk
I,
about?
Yeah, I still dreaming on it till now.
This happened more than once.
Yeah. The worst thing was more than this, because this, like, physically suffering or something, when they put me back after the second time, as I remember, they put me in small room. First of all, there was sound. So when the sound running, I'm okay. It was so small. So you can't like lay down. When the sound disappear, I can breathe. So I find out, like, after that, it was a fan take the air from the room, and they stop it like every 10 minutes. So when they stop it, I can't breathe. So I was screaming and everything. And anyway, after, I don't know, after a couple hours or something, I think it was like small rooms, and there is space on the middle. I don't know. I tried to draw this in my mind, because I can't see. This is the worst things. I heard people suffering. They brought some kids, women, and I can tell from the voice. The kids was shouting, "Please don't do that! Please don't!" And the woman's, "Oh my God! I swear to God, I still hear this sound, like not every day, but I still hear the sounds." It was like worse than the physical treating.
You'd rather have been the one being tortured than hearing them torture women and children?
Especially if you hear these sounds, like kids and women, probably someone with his mom, with his family, and the men was screaming and everything. I was so crazy. And I start like shouting with them. I don't know what happened after that, because they opened the door, and one of them attacked me with something. I think it's electrical something, and I was unconscious.
Like a stun gun or?
Yeah, something yeah. like that. After that, I don't know when they took me again, and they told me, "We're going to release you. We will not send you to the court," of course, because they don't have anything against me, and they released me. Why? I don't know. Maybe they will follow me. Of course, they followed me already. My friends and all around me, they told me, "If they catch you again, they will kill you." I told you, it's not easy to understand why all of this, because this is what the regime put on our head or planted, like, for 4 years.
How did you, Mazen, get to, from being released to not being picked up again to getting out?
Actually, they called me again. Yeah, they called me again.
And you went?
There wasn't no another option, because if I was afraid if I didn't go, they will take one of my family. So I decided to leave. Sometimes after I left, I don't know how to explain it, but I felt that I have to come back to help the people over there.
You're listening to the story of Mazen Jazem Al-Mahmoud, who was granted political asylum and currently lives in Tallahassee. You can view photos of a refugee camp on the Turkish-Syrian border at wusf.org/Florida Matters. Oh,